Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
Middle of the week is here. Very professional Carrie and Tommy studio this afternoon. Australia, we're sorry.
I don't know what's happened, but it started loose. It started loose already. We haven't even started the show.
Oops. I took my shoes off because they were smelling a bit. And then for some reason, I wondered whether I
don't
could get...
Don't say what you did.
My feet above my head and I can't.
I wasn't comfortable looking anywhere.
No, I didn't do it in your direction.
Yes, you did. You said, look at this.
I did it against the wall.
You said, look at this.
But not at my bits. Like, I did that against the wall.
I'm not sure.
And then I fell off the chair.
Hey,
anyway.
We've got to move on. We've got a call already. Roxy, firstly, welcome to the show and thank you for getting involved early. What's going on, Roxy?
So yesterday, guys, I couldn't get through to run-ins with rappers, but I think, I'm sorry, Carrie, I'm sorry.
Well, Roxy, Carrie thought we weren't going to get any.
I didn't think we'd get one caller. It was one of our biggest talk topics we've had in a long time.
Roxy, who did you have a run-in with?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay, that didn't happen.
It did.
Oh, sorry, now you're calling our listeners liars.
Are you calling going to a concert a run-in? Or what?
No. Me and my girlfriend were in New York a few years ago and we somehow schmoozed our way into the hottest club in Meatpacking District and we were invited on a table from two randoms. They said they were sound engineers. And after about 45 minutes, we realised that Jay-Z was in the corner just kicking it, you know, as he does. Yeah. And we had to play it cool because, you know, Jay-Z is really cool. And then after about half an hour, Beyonce came as well.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So, and I'm in her fan club. Like, I'm that obsessed.
Did you go a bit weird when she arrived?
I got a bit of a knee buckle. She was there with her sister and they were just kicking it. And we tried not to be fans, but we didn't know what to do. And then they started playing all their music, so we were dancing, doing our dances again.
Were they dancing to their own music?
No, they're too cool for that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So did
Beyonce
you go over?
Just puts on single ladies and stuff.
did you go over and say g'day?
So at the end, Beyonce was leaving. She stayed there about 2 hours, and she came. She walked past me, and very non-stalkishly, I just touched her arm gently and said, "I'm in love with you."
Good. And how were the knees at that stage? Did they completely buckle and give way?
She just said, "Thank you, baby," and then she went off. Very Texan. And then Jay-Z left about half an hour later, and he just came up and said, "Ladies, hope you had a nice night," and then he left too.
Wow! That's the story of the week.
Isn't it great?
I think it could be a regular segment. Running with rappers.
Okay.
It's become my new favourite
segment. I thought
segment.
You meant the regular segment was you doing the move you did just before the show. Against the
my
wall.
Hips have gone. I'll never be able to do that again.
Well, when Roxy said her knees buckled a bit, I was like, that's exactly what Carrie was doing just before. If you want to ring at any point, 13 10 60 throughout today's show, if you've got another run-in with a rapper.
Or just call us about anything.
Well, don't call us about anything.
Why not?
Okay, you have opened the floodgates here.
It's going to be one of those afternoons. If you wanted our numbers, 13, 10, 60.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Lots of calls coming in. Still people running in with rappers.
So
apparently
rappers.
One person had a run-in with R. Kelly, another one with Tiger. Ooh,
I'm sure. I'm sure the run-in with R. Kelly is something we cannot put to air. Hey,
speaking of running.
Yes, as you know, I'm an athlete at the peak physical condition that I need to be in for the half marathon that I have in a week and a half.
Well, when we went to LA,
yes.
That was, 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
That was when you said when you got back you were seriously going to start training.
Yes, because I thought I'd been doing 5K a day and it turns out I measured it and it was a K and a half. And I thought I'd been flying. Turns out it was pretty slow.
You've got to get up to what?
22 or 21, 21 and a half, 22.
What's the most you got up to so far?
So I did 9K the other day. Yeah. And I was like, I was buggered, but I was like, we'll keep going up a couple of K. How's this? So last night I go for a run, right? Going to go out, try and crack double digits here. About 500 metres in, I feel something in my calf goes and I can barely walk now. And I'm...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're injured.
I know. I know.
What have you done?
Well, I went to the physio this morning and I explained what had been going on. And he goes, hang on. So you just did 9K and you've got a half marathon in a week and a half. I'm like, yeah.
Is it a week and a half?
Yeah, it's not this Sunday. It's next Sunday.
You're not going to be able to do that. I thought it was like a month away. Oh, mate, pull out now. Can you do the 10K instead or something? You are not running 21K.
I reckon I'm still good. He gave me some dry needling. Right?
Oh, and
I he gave me some dry needling, which hurt and made me spasm a lot. But he was asking about, he goes, what this is usually from is from like a spike in training. And he goes, have you gone, have you had like a spike
from
in training?
1.5K to 9 overnight.
Yeah, and he goes, what's your warm-up? And I said, I don't do any warm-up. And he goes, basically what you've asked your body to do, and this is what it is, you've basically put down a beer and sprinted. And that is why you've done your calf
mate.
Now. But he reckons 2 days of full-on stretching. I'm going to go back for some more dry needling and I'll be back. Right. But I saw another great tip, which I reckon might help me with my with my marathon efforts. Did you cop an eyeful of this bloke in Slovakia?
Oh, the guy with his bits out.
Couldn't help it.
Show it to me again. Come on. Get it up for me. So this guy's
Don't say that.
Get it out for me again.
This guy's crossing the finish line of some event.
Not just crossing the finish line. He's running. He's running. I reckon that's the last.
What, 100 metres?
No, last. It's the video is about 5 minutes long, so I reckon it's the last K of a marathon.
Does it pop out during that, or was it already out? How long do you think he was running with his bits out?
You've overestimated how much I've studied the tape. But his whole package, not just twig and berries, whole package is just out to side. And people are trying to yell at him to go, oi.
It's not Matt Shervington either. It's not like... Good package.
I don't have a crack. The bloke's run a marathon. He's probably dehydrated from everywhere. But anyway.
It's so weird.
I thought, look at him powering along.
You can't, what, you think that's helping him run faster?
I thought that could be the tip.
Free balling.
The tip, the baseballs and the whole thing, to be honest.
No, you got to wear underpants, mate.
That's interesting. Why isn't he wearing jocks?
I don't know. Is that a running thing?
We're going to need to get to the bottom of this. Do you reckon before next week we can get some kind of professional runner
okay,
on?
Okay, I'm sure runners. You know the running pants. Do they have inbuilt little jocks? You know how some things have inbuilt
Mine
pants?
Do have inbuilt
so
little jocks.
How's it popped out?
Maybe they, I don't know, maybe it's just a confidence thing. Maybe he's thought, I'm going tackle out.
Or maybe he's thought if it's a close race, he'll just get over.
That could be right. Or maybe he's thought, I want the audience to be in as much pain as I am. So cop an eye full of this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
All right, I've got an update for you and on the horrible shooting that happened in Las Vegas on Monday night. The gunman Stephen Paddock's Australian girlfriend is now a person of interest in the investigation into what is now the deadliest mass shooting in modern US history. So it follows reports that he transferred $100,000 to the Philippines where she had been located. And they don't know if the money was intended as a gift to her or if he intended to flee there. Maybe he was trying to transfer it to someone else. But initial reports were that she was in the Philippines, but they're now saying she was in Tokyo at the time of the shooting and now they're bringing her back to the US for questioning.
Right. They do have her?
They're bringing her back to the US.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll follow that and see where that goes. How's this? Interesting if you're trying to get pregnant at the moment or you...
I am. You got me. It's the last time I tell you secrets off air. Okay.
I know you're clucky. You have been saying that.
Clucky as hell.
4 in 10 pregnancy tests in Australia have been recalled after they found to be ineffective. So the TGA tested all 38 products on the market. 9 manufacturers voluntarily withdrew their products and a further 5 were found to be defective. So what was happening is they were giving false negatives. So 16 pregnancy tests have been withdrawn. All could have caused confusion for women trying to find out if they were pregnant. So you pee on the stick and it comes up saying, nah, not pregnant, go on with your life. You might, keep drinking, keep doing all the things, partying. Then, I don't know what you're doing, but you might keep doing it. Thinking,
all those things that
pregnant,
may have led to the pregnancy in the first place.
And you are.
Yeah.
So if you've done one recently and it came up negative,
don't trust
do
it.
Another one, I reckon.
Do another one. So this means all the sticks that I've been peeing on telling me I'm not pregnant, maybe I've still got hope.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, they're still sitting under the tree. They're different kind of sticks.
Okay.
Now, this story is for you.
Yes.
This next story, tattoos. Yep. You got a few, yeah? How many do you have?
7, maybe? I don't know.
Well, how's this for a story? First of all, I want you to look at this picture. I've got a picture I want you to look at.
Oh, this is going to be gross. Is it gross?
Look at that. Describe what you see there.
It looks like a heart.
Okay. What colour?
Like a heart that's been out of a body. It's a lump of fatty, like red. It's like a heart, or maybe it's black. It's hard because it's black and white.
It's black.
Oh, and it's small because
it's printed out in black and white.
Yeah, sorry, cost cut. We've asked for colour ink. We got it first week of the show, and then we went, be like this all year? No.
That's on a
surgical glove. It's a lump of like fatty black chunkiness.
Okay, I'll
gross.
Tell you what
it's
that
gross
is.
Is.
I'll tell you
is.
What that is.
Looks like something a French person would eat and go, ugh, delicious.
I'll
and
tell you what that is. That there is tattoo ink that is collected in a woman's body. So a 30-year-old Australian woman was convinced that she was suffering from lymphoma, right? So she went to the doctor. She thought maybe she had a cancerous tumour under her armpit towards her chest. One of her these big lymph nodes was inflamed. It was the ink that had come from an old tattoo that had seeped into your lymphatic system. Because apparently the doctors say your lymph nodes are doing their job in that case, because the whole idea is they're meant to filter out the crap, the stuff you don't need in your body, right? Mm. And when a foreign...
But tattoos aren't crap. They're cool, right? It is your lymph nodes be gone. It's a foreign, thanks for making us tougher.
A foreign product coming into your body. So sometimes your body goes, oh, need to get that out. So it filtered it, gathered it, and then they cut out this thing, and it wasn't cancerous at all. It was a collection of ink.
What news to get from a doctor? Sorry, we thought you had cancer, but turns out you're just a tough nut legend.
But she had one from 15 years old and one from 2 years old. They don't know which sort of caused
it. So why, what was it different about her tattoos to everybody else's that meant her body did spat out a little goober?
I don't know. It says some chemicals found in the inks. Oh, no, you don't want that little bit.
Dodgy inks.
That was have been shown to cause cancer in animals, but there is no link in humans. I was about to scare you then. Sorry. I'm reading information that's been given my producer. I should read before I say that out loud so I don't cause concern. Blah, 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 lymph nodes.
Keep getting tattoos.
Tattoo
We're all
ink
fine.
Contains nanoparticles that should drain the same way as an infection might be in your skin, the same way it drains through the lymph nodes. They don't know the difference between an infection and the particles.
I'm so bored, mate.
Well, you are.
Just give me more info. Yeah, but I thought it was good. I thought there was going to be a short, crisp. How long have you been working broadcasting now? I mean, concise. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, apparently you have to, you would be able to answer this.
You've lost me.
Apparently one of the things they say is if you're going to get a tattoo, go to a place that uses, is it fresh ink? Doesn't use old ink in a, I don't know.
But imagine asking a tattooist using old ink as if they're going to go,
yeah, got me.
You can see the lump of ink, by the way. It's on our Instagram. We are Carrie Tommy Show.
There'll be some more info on the story there.
Yeah, we'll put it all in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie? Only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible.
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See?
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
First dates, Bickers, you know the show.
I'll be honest, I don't watch it, so I'm just assuming it's people on first dates.
It is.
Okay.
Do they all go to the one restaurant? She's very good.
She's on it.
Columbo's cracked this one wide open. I love it.
Okay. Right?
It's great because it's not really bitchy. Like, it's quite nice. It's quite sweet for a dating show. No one gets their feelings shattered. No one's eliminated. No one. It's just two people. They see, and it's very nice if they don't want to catch up again.
And then do you get to see them go on and have other dates, or you only see the first date?
No, but they end it how they often end movies, with they put print up on the screen and they go, Sandra and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Anyway, have a gaze at these two old shaggers that were on last night. We had Dez.
Oh, so it's not just young things.
No.
Like, it's normal people going on there.
It's all walks of life.
Okay, so 60, what?
So Dez 67. And a very flirty Peter, 59. That is Peter, P-E-T-A.
Like my niece.
Like
the girl's
niece.
Version of Peter.
The girl's version of Peter. Yes. And Peter, firstly, Peter's hot as hell, right?
They're both gorgeous.
She's 50, okay.
Dez has got a good smile about him.
Keep it in your pants, mate.
anyway, they look good together.
I forgot your thing with older. What? Well, he's right up your alley.
Yeah, I do.
He is right in your.
Let's not change the topic.
Older gentleman, he's wearing a nice shirt. Looks like he could be the leader of the Liberal Party, and that is your thing to a T. I forgot about that.
They look like a nice couple.
Anyway, they look like a lovely couple and fun.
And well, as she looks fun.
Well, as she kept saying, she flirtatiously mentioned, "I'm a big fan of nudity," and then laughed it off throughout the day. Oh, I forgot to mention, give us a call, 131060.
There's a point.
Sorry, there's a point. 131060, give us a call. Someone's already called. They don't even know why. Give us a call. Tell us the worst compliment that you've ever been given.
Oh, back so to this the story changes. This doesn't end well. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I think it ends amazingly, but I don't think it's how you're meant to give a compliment. Because she's saying, "Oh, I'm a bit of a fan of nudity." She's giving flirty, you know, glances and laughs. And then, you know what Des comes back with? When he's asked by the producers, "How would you describe her and are you into it?"
Yeah.
This is what Des says.
"If I knew where she farted, I'd roll in it like a dog."
Oh, play it one more time, MC. Carrie didn't catch it.
"If I knew where she farted, I'd roll in it like a dog."
"If I knew where she farted, I'd roll in it like a dog." So he's a big fan.
He's a big fan. Do you think if somebody had said that about you, like if old Desi, well, Desi, you'd do anything to have a crack at him, so that's probably the proper person
to ask. "If I knew where he farted, I'd go roll in it."
Well, at his age, most places. You don't have to look for. You know what? Find a spot where Des hasn't farted and I'll be more impressed than if you find a spot where he has.
I get. So you're saying it's kind of weird because he's actually saying that's a really good thing. Like he loves her so much he'd even roll around in the smell of her farts.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's a really weird compliment.
It's just not a great compliment. It's not. I get what he was trying. And I think he might have missed the mark a bit.
It's like when people come up to me in a shopping centre and I find people are so honest. They'll say, "Oh, I hate your hair," or "like your hair,"
right.
Or, you know, "what happened there?" And, you know, I'm like, "Oh, okay, tell me what you really think."
Yeah.
It's like when people say, you look so much better in real life.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment or is that really horrible?
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that.
Because they're either saying you're even more stunning
or you look horrible on TV.
Hey, Becky, talk to us. What's the worst compliment that you've ever been given?
Yeah, so I'm not, like, the ugliest person in the world, but when someone tells you you have a nice personality...
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't you do sound like you've got a good personality, Becky.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you and not thank you.
Yeah, because Carrie could just be saying, "You even sound ugly."
No, because it can't be a backhanded compliment because I can't see Becky. So she does.
So
you do
Becky,
sound like
Becky, was it on a date?
No, I was working as a bartender. And it was one of our customers at the bar, and he was just like, "You have such a great personality." And I'm like, "You know that's code for I'm ugly, right?"
Let's go to Meg. Meg from Melbourne. Hey, Meg, what's the worst compliment you've been given?
Well, I have a best friend who's 30 and I'm 45, and we were told that we look like the perfect mother and daughter couple.
Isn't that nice? I mean, maybe you just got the job done early. You never know.
I think the look on my face cleared it all up well and truly for him.
Okay, Sammy, finish us off. Sammy's just dropped out.
Oh.
Had enough. I got told it was all the information we've been given on screen. Are we getting Sam back?
It says, "Sam, creepy comment."
Yeah, creepy comment.
Does that mean his comment's too creepy for on air, or the comment was very creepy that he got on the date?
Well, I think it means that the comment was creepy, but when our standard was Des saying...
"If I knew where she farted, I'd roll in it like a dog."
Compared to that, it was creepier. Oh, I think we're lucky we didn't get Sam.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Can't even...
Have a sniff of this.
No.
Just before we do, okay, in a minute you're going to have a sniff of this. I nearly died last night. It's, actually remarkable that I'm here.
Hang on.
And I brought some show and tell in and I'm going to try and kill you.
Oh, good. I'll stick around.
Yeah,
that's what a smart man does. Stays in studio.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't know what is about to happen, but I already don't like it.
No, I just want to, share something with you and I... Look, it's remarkable that I'm here, okay? Last night I got home from work and our gorgeous babysitter was there. She'd been looking after Evie. The poor thing was actually asleep on the floor of Evie's room because Evie wouldn't go to sleep.
Evie or the babysitter?
No, the babysitter, without her hand.
I don't think that's how it works.
No.
With her hand through the cot holding Evie's hand because Evie wouldn't go to sleep without her lying on the floor. I mean, that's next level
cute commitment.
Yeah, she's awesome. Anyway, she'd made me a salad and I was like, "Thanks so much. I'll see you tomorrow." Mm. And anyway, sat down to start eating my salad. It was this tuna kind of coleslaw-y mix of something.
No.
Anyway, as I was eating it, I was like,
"Oh no,
Oh, no. What is that smell? I was like, oh, tuna does have that smell. You know, often I haven't had tuna in a while, and I was like, I forgot how strong a smell it is.
I've been having it every day, yes. So
okay, well, that's know. We need to talk about that.
We already have. It was to. Oh, okay.
And then also, we.
Sorry.
You had that conversation with Sonda, not
I've
me.
Just realized,
we need to talk about
it
that later.
It was meant to be a secret for you, and I've ruined that. Okay.
Anyway, yes. I also thought as I was eating it, there was this kind of like a claggy, kind of weird, almost slimy taste.
You're painting the most perfect picture. Look, I'm nearly sick.
Sonda, our pregnant
Son's
producer,
leaving.
I think is going to be
gag
sick.
Reflex isn't good.
Son, come back.
She's actually shut the door and is
left. Oh, she's gone. Does that mean we can do anything now? She's gone. Okay. Oh, I can smell it now. Anyway, I was eating it and I was so hungry, and I get so hungry after work and it's so late by the time. I just kept eating it and I kept eating it. And then something happened and I dropped a bit and I went to pick it up off my leg and I was like, oh, it's so slimy. And then I was like,
oh,
I think the coleslaw might be off.
Oh.
And then I went into the kitchen to find the packet.
Oh, no.
That she'd made the coleslaw from.
Oh, this is what you've brought in here.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick again. Hold on.
Sorry for anyone that's eating right now, by the way, having afternoon
and
tea
I
or
saw
something.
A sticker on it that says reduced was $3 down to $2.40. So it's been reduced by 60 cents.
Oh, yeah.
It's not past its due date, though. It doesn't expire till the 6th of October. When's that? Friday. So it should be in good nick, yeah? Okay, I'm going to open this.
Oh,
I want you to smell what I discovered when I open this pack, and I want you to feel it, okay? Smell it first, then feel it.
Hang on. I've got to do it. Get your hand away.
Oh, I can smell it.
Don't. Okay, hang on.
Okay, smell this.
I've got a bucket or something just in case.
Now put your hand in there. God. Have a feel. This is what I put my hand in to feel. Have a feel of that slime.
Oh.
Okay, I actually can't be near it.
And you ate that. You ingested that.
I had a half a salad full of that stuff. It was so off. Anyway, you know what? I was so
what
convinced
have you done
then.
To me?
Because you know when people talk about mixed lettuce and coleslaw, sometimes you get salmonella poisoning, right? And there's have big cases of it. So then I went, okay, I sent a message to Chris and I was like, I'm going to be sick tonight. I'm just telling you I'm going to be sick. I've eaten half a salad that is completely off. I took a bowl to bed with me so that when I woke up sick in the night when it kicked in, and I'm still fine. How long does it take for food poisoning to kick in? Would I have it by now?
No, I reckon if you've had it by your side all night, maybe it won't kick in till tonight.
Can it take a long time?
It can, particularly coleslaw.
Are you just making this up? Because I was feeling pretty good about myself. I've eaten that you just smelt then, and I've got an iron stomach.
That is disgusting.
And if I wasn't who I am, I would make you eat some, but I'm not going to make you eat some.
Why would you make me eat some?
Well, if we were a good radio show, we'd make you eat it and then see if you got sick. But I feel like that's
really
unfair.
What do you mean? Who's ever done that? This is like, what do you mean? and see if you get sick.
Oh, well, that'd be a good tease for tomorrow.
Actually, you know what we should do?
Is Tommy still alive?
We should get listeners involved, and we get like four of them, right? And three of them get really sick, but then one of them gets the good batch and they win a car. Yeah.
See, I don't think that's a good idea either.
Keys or killed.
Talk anymore because the smell is so close to me. It's making me feel nauseous.
Mate,
anyway,
I've got
long
it all.
Story short,
my fingers are coated in.
That's disgusting.
I'm not blaming my babysitter here because I then text her. She's pregnant, and I text her. And I said, please tell me you didn't have the salad. I said, because it's really bad and it's off. And she said, no, I just made it for you. Yeah. So on 13/10/60.
I mean, it is one way to tell someone that, you know, you want a pay rise. Just try and kill them and go. It'll be more salads like that.
I want you to call and tell us who's tried to kill you. 13/10/60.
Right.
Or has the coleslaw got you?
Can I go outside, jump on my mobile and say, Carrie just tried to kill me?
Give us a call, 13/10/60.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're still recovering in here because I brought in some extremely off, slimy, stinky coleslaw that I was served up for dinner last night.
You made me sniff and then finger it. Out of all the things I've fingered, oh, gosh.
It was.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean,
out of all the meals.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It was disgusting. And I'm still surprised that I am alive and that I have made it through the night, and I'm hoping that it won't kick in tonight. I may still put the bowl next to the bed just in case. But we're asking on 131060, who nearly killed you?
Who nearly killed you?
What was it that nearly killed you? We got Hayley on the line. Hayley, who or what nearly killed you?
My lovely husband. Yeah. He thought he'd cook up some fish, do a nice healthy meal. His sense of smell isn't quite right, and it turns out it was off fish. So that was a very uneasy night for us. We were ready to run to the bathroom, but turns out we've got cast iron stomachs.
Off fish to survive that without getting
I know, that's pretty good. But here's what I ask you, Hayley. Is he an idiot or is he a genius? Because I reckon if you cook for someone and it goes a bit pear-shaped, you don't have to cook for them for a while.
I think you're onto something. Yeah. Don't tell the boys, please.
But that's like, do you know, all the time Chris will serve up, I'll come home from work and I'll be like, what do the kids eat? And he goes, oh, the ravioli. The ravioli? We haven't had any ravioli. You know, the leftover. No. Oh, babe, that was from like 4 weeks ago.
That's good for kids.
And no, it's not. He serves up stuff all the time that's so old, and yet none of them get sick.
You know what? My mum's got a theory. Does he microwave it?
I don't know. Does she think it kills all the bugs?
Mum's got a theory that microwaving it kills everything. And so she would always serve us up real old leftovers as well. But she's like, oh, I've zapped it. There's nothing that can survive that.
Oh, Emma, what nearly killed you?
No, it wasn't what nearly killed me. It was what I nearly killed my daughter, who's 5.
Oh, no. What have you done to her?
Fussy eater. I was just over it. So I gave her chicken, thought the oven was... Oh, my God, fussy. Fussy.
Sorry, and, I was like, are we going to have to ditch this? Fussy eater.
Okay. Fussy 5-year-old.
And what did you give her?
I gave her raw chicken. It was cooked on the outside. It was quite hot, but on the inside, it was raw. And I had no idea. And she's saying to me, Mum, it doesn't taste like chicken. I said, you will sit there and you will eat all of that. And I usually cut it. And I was just so over it. And halfway, she ate nearly a full tender. And when she said to me, but Mum, it's mushy, I looked at it and I was like, don't eat it. Completely raw.
So was she fine though? She didn't get sick?
She was fine, but I was in panic mum mode, like worst parent in the world. I had to ring the, I was like, who do I ring the emergency? You know, the poison line?
Poison.
So I'm like,
she's eating my cookie.
Saying, my God, I can't cook. So yeah, I've traumatized her so much now that she asks me to cut every meal to make sure it cooked inside.
And let me guess,
she wasn't sick.
Are you
but
serving
they did
up
say 2 weeks.
The most overcooked, driest chicken in the world now.
So charcoal chicken.
Did you just say they said 2 weeks?
Yeah, they did. So when the symptoms can come out right up until 2 weeks.
Oh, because
good luck with that.
Yes. Good luck with that. I've jumped the gun here. Oh no. Because that is in my tummy. I thought it would be out by now. Oh.
I mean, you
Let's
look shredded
finish.
For summer.
Let's
That's the good news.
With Donna. Donna, finally, who tried to kill you?
And my boss's wife with fried rice.
Your boss's wife.
Yeah,
was it
she
the
brought
shrimp?
It in
was
for
it
my
the bacon?
Lunch.
Oh.
I don't know. I think the whole lot. She brought it in for my lunch, and I'm sort of sitting there eating it, and she's working next to me, and I'm thinking, oh, this is crap, but how do you tell the boss's wife her fried rice tastes like crap? I'm feeling pressured to keep eating it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I may or may not be here tomorrow.
Ooh, cross great fingers. Hook. Will she die or will she not?
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.